Ezekiel Kralin wrote, he's decided he's not going to call my radio show for a while. He wants to take a hiatus for that and do other things. But he's still writing for his weblog. And I read this latest thing that he wrote for his weblog. It's titled Homophobia in Real Time. Ezekiel J. Kralin wrote. Sometimes Bill Maher, I don't really know whether he pronounces it Mar or Maher, M-A-H-E-R, I'm going to say Mar. Sometimes Bill Maher pisses me off when it comes to his supposed late stalwart support of LGBT rights, like some years back when he said it was too soon for gay marriage. We should settle for domestic partnership and stop whining about marriage, it's just a word. And about 2 years ago, when a male guest on Real Time caressed his shoulder in a comradely touch, Mr. Maher jerked back in scorn to admonish, "No homo, bro." Unfortunately, I haven't saved a clip of either video or taken note of the episodes to verify my claims. It's also the time he declared in 2014 that there is a gay mafia. If you cross them, you do get whacked. However, on January 19th of this year, once more, he spoke ignorantly on the queer issue, and fortunately, I did save the clip. He says, now, building blocks, basic building blocks of thought, like there are facts and things have degrees, are being tossed aside. Mike Pence and ISIS are both homophobic, but Mike Pence doesn't throw gay men off the roof, so he's better. This isn't that hard, people. End quote. My own disgruntled take on the matter. Bill Maher should know better that Mr. Pence is wickedly homophobic and that our current vice president would indeed persecute homosexuals, according to Christian fundamentalist dictate, just because they probably wouldn't choose to toss LGBTs off a roof. They certainly would be overjoyed to terrorize, incarcerate, and even murder them in equally gruesome ways, such as stoning them to death, or look the other way whenever a gay person has been bashed to a bloody stinking pulp by one of their own Jeebus followers and make godly excuses for not bringing the criminal to justice, or rounding them up in concentration camps to be tortured, experimented upon, abused, and gassed to death. Do you doubt me? Then here's a list of 7 of his offenses that I grabbed from an online article, one of many that denounce Mr. Pence's vitriolic stance against LGBTs. 1, supporting a constitutional amendment to ban marriage equality. 2, signed a bill to jail same-sex couples for applying for a marriage license, to jail them. 3, wanted to divert funding from HIV prevention to conversion therapy. 4, opposed repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. 5, complained about the passage of the Matthew Shepard hate crimes bill. Matthew Shepard was the young man who was killed and wired to a barbed wire fence. And he died there, actually. He was beaten and wired to a barbed wire fence overlooking the little town that he lived in. 6, served on the board of an anti-gay group. 7, argued that passing ENDA would ban Bibles from the workplace. No two ways about it. Mike Pence's anti-queer agenda is right in step with these zealous Christians who will use such laws, if any are passed, to make further inroads toward vilifying gays, leading to the same final solution that Adolf Hitler concocted for Jews and numerous other marginalized groups. After all, look where we are now. The Trump administration just created a new office called, quote, the Conscience and Religious Freedom Division in the agency's Office for Civil Rights, which makes it legal for any medical service, including doctors, hospitals, and even emergency medical technicians, to refuse to treat a transsexual or anyone else perceived as LGB or T on the grounds of religious discrimination. In other words, Bible-thumping EMTs would let you die in the street for the love of their God. Quote, Equality California Executive Director Rick Zieber, or possibly Zbur, called the move a direct assault on LGBTQs. This new rule would allow medical providers a license to discriminate against patients if they disagreed with their sexual orientation or gender identity, stated Zabur. The ability to access transition-related care, HIV medication, reproductive services, and other necessary medical services are all under threat. California has some of the nation's strongest non-discrimination protections under the UNRU Civil Rights Act. In the coming days and weeks, we will work with our legal colleagues, the California Legislative LGBT Caucus, and our allies in California legislature to determine whether legislation or litigation is required to combat this new attack on the LGBTQ community. That's Rick Zabur speaking. I'm sure Mr. Pence had a hand, probably a heavy hand, in creating this new office, which is targeted toward discriminating against sexual minorities, as well as women and other minorities they may choose on a whim or a wild hair up their halo-rimmed asses, such as the homeless, the disabled, immigrants, and African Americans. I am therefore incensed over Bill Maher's ignorance about just the kind of man Vice President Pence really is. Bill should know better, but he doesn't. No excuse, considering he portrays himself as well-informed over liberal issues, including sexual minorities. He either hasn't looked into Mr. Pence's bigoted history, or if he has, doesn't think persecuting homosexuals is that bad, so long as they're not thrown off a roof. I mean, Mr. Maher is aware of how the religious Reich, R-E-I-C-H, has taken over the federal government through Donald Trump's stubby-handed machinations. Yet he sees no danger of Mike Pence as a New Testament zealot being equivalent to Muslim fanatics' own hatred of queers, question mark? Thank God that Mr. Maher is not the last word on this topic, though he seems to fancy himself as such. Just another clueless hetero claiming to speak for a minority about which he obviously knows little, especially when it comes to who our enemies are and how they operate. Mike Pence's dominionist ideology is the Christian equivalent of Sharia law, and we have a whole presidential cabinet and Senate and House of Congress filled to the rafters with them now. So no, Mr. Maher, he is not better than ISIS. And just before the show, I got email from Ezekiel saying, something I didn't mention in my article is the eeriness of the video clip. How smugly Maher presented his point in all its glorious ignorance, ending with conservative sellout queer Andrew Sullivan grinning broadly and applauding Mr. Maher's equally eerie praise of Michael Pence. For your information, Mr. Sullivan is not just a lifelong conservative, he's also a devout Roman Catholic, so there you have his queer Uncle Tom credentials. I didn't plan it that way. Just realized the fact with a little hindsight, as if that clip were specifically tailored for me to hammer home my point. I find it bizarre, though in a good way, that things seem to fall into my hands immediately once I'm ready to expose an aspect of homophobia or any other injustice. I rarely have to do more than one search to come up with such helpful resources, whether image, text, or video.